Mic test. Yo, hey guys, I start to talk loud sometimes, and sometimes I talk like this because I'm trying to be deceivious.
Deceivious.
That's a word.
It's pronounced deceivious.
Guys, I'm 4 sips into a beer. A weekday beer.
I just want to know which word you actually meant. Deceptive?
Devious.
And deceivious.
I meant deceivious.
Deceivious. Yes. Now I can't think of
Decepticon?
The right word.
Decepticon.
Okay. Yeah. Decepticonious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else? What do friends talk about?
How do normal friends act? Oh, no.
Greetings, human friends.
This is
how are
I'm
your normal
today.
Human friend lives?
Did you do normal human things?
Like eating, sleeping, and dreaming of things.
That's what normal humans talk about.
Dreaming occurs during the shutdown phase.
Ooh. Hated that.
You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
I know I could just like that voice more.
So good.
Learned a new thing.
I love it so much.
Welcome to the Dungeon Rats
stream. Welcome, guys.
It's so great to have you here. What's new with you three?
I started school today.
You started school today?
Yeah, today's first day of school back in it.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Did you get a new outfit? I always got a new outfit for the first day of school.
I did not
really?
Do that.
Oh, we were poor. But, man, I should, now that I have a normal job, I should treat myself.
Do over.
What class did you have?
So the classes I have, a lot of my classes are online, except for the one on Thursday. All I have to do is take electives and then my senior thesis. So I am taking as my BS classes that are supposed to be easy. I'm taking stress, mindfulness, and coping.
Ooh.
So I'm really excited. And then my easy class is definitely the psychology of racism because I'm who I am. And I'm I want to know. Taking that. And then I'm taking just Psych 101 because I think I want to do my master's in organizational psychology.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm.
So when are you going to become my therapist? I'm just saying, I'm doling out money here.
Never. The answer is never.
Yeah.
That's not
healthy,
appropriate.
Right? Yeah. It's healthy for friends to be therapists.
Nope.
I don't
can
know.
Put all of my baggage on you. That's
nope. I feel like my therapist has specifically told me this is wrong sometimes.
I've seen enough episodes of Community to know that that's not a good idea.
Oh. But we're different.
I did in my last therapy session. I was like, listen, I fully respect patient doctor and professional relationships and stuff, but you said something about cats and I think you have cats and I want to know about them. And she does. She has 2 cats.
Aww.
She told you that?
She did.
Oof.
And I showed
too
her a picture
much.
Of
too
my
much.
Cat.
You're basically friends now.
It's true though. But I was like, this is a therapist that I like a lot more than other therapists I've had in the past because I've been in and out of therapy since young age. And this therapist, I feel like I connect with on a Aww. Good level. And it's probably because she has cats and the other ones didn't.
Even before you knew it.
Yeah. So I just instinctively knew that she was someone I could trust.
Right.
And I feel vindicated.
I'm selfish. Sorry. I have
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
Are you singing
Dashboard Confessional?
Confessional Vindicated.
Right. I'm so right. Man, I'm doing it all along. We're really good singers.
Yeah. We are.
But so is Dashboard Confessional.
So, we're starting a little bit late, so let's get right into the recap.
Recap! We all had nothing new for that, but we all knew we had to do something for it.
I made laser noises. That was a little new. Last time on the Dungeon Rats,
whoosh.
all of us entered inappropriately for the mood of the room because everyone was sad because someone died.
That's right. Yeah.
Momet.
Momet.
Yes. Not Wilmet. Momet.
Yeah, and we had to travel outside the wall. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. We were contacted to deliver something, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ollie Shore came to tell us that we had to do another thing because we failed last time.
He is Alia's lackey, maybe, perhaps.
Cyprus.
Cyprus.
Yeah. Yeah, Cyprus came with a letter from Alia saying it was time to repay your debt.
Mm-hmm. And to bring in her little friends.
Yes.
over
the
through the wall.
13th marker.
At the 13th marker, yeah, yeah, yeah.
13 for bad luck.
And it just so happens the 13th marker is where Momet also had died. You found that out as well. Mm-hmm.
And then we all put in our pipes and we adjusted our hats like Sherlock Holmes.
And we were on the case.
A couple of us had monocles, but not too many.
Too many monocles.
Yeah.
Craig put two monocles on. He didn't get the point.
But yeah, we went outside the wall to check it out. We lied to Bill and Ted a little bit.
We kind of told them the truth.
Yeah, we said we were going to go check some stuff out.
It was mostly the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just really good. We persuaded them very well.
Yeah.
Yes. Or I think Gentle did most of the persuading.
Yeah, the argument being Momet just died here. We want to be able to check out the area and see if there's anything we can learn.
Yeah.
The best lie is mostly the truth, because then you don't have to remember anything.
Why?
Welcome to my new channel. How to lie better.
Spoken like a true sociopath.
I prefer the term rogue, but thank you.
So then we went down there and we were approached by like this carriage, Cinderella type carriage.
Yeah,
right?
No one was driving it. It was just a magic carriage.
But like the horror movie kind, because it was like covered in blood, I think.
Is that what it was?
It had some blood on it, yeah.
More blood than a normal carriage, which is zero.
Like it had been through some stuff, right?
Yeah.
Just like a murder carriage.
Although not a single part of the carriage had been destroyed.
Yes.
So it looks like it destroyed the things it hit while it didn't suffer any sort of denser. I was going to say bruises, but that implies it's actually a lie.
Yeah, the carriage had no bruises on it.
As carriages usually do.
Yeah.
We approached the carriage, opened it up, and it was filled with spiders.
So then we closed it.
So we closed it.
And closed it right away.
That was my favorite move. You were just like, open, shut.
Which was very scary, because they're somewhat big, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They were big.
Dinner plates, like 6 inches.
Yeah, arachnophobia style.
Yeah, eek.
And then a tree.
Uh-huh.
Came lumbering out of the forest.
Yeah. Was it walking? I thought it was just there.
It was walking.
It was moving.
Oh.
Yeah, it was coming towards us, and it had like this big dream catcher in between its branches on its head.
Yeah, like at a spider web or something.
Yeah, like made of spider webs. And I think you or somebody else rolled knew what these spiders were and told us.
Oh, yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
We'd have to be in the game for me to explain what it is.
They're dream spiders.
They were dream spiders, essentially.
Yeah.
They were called
John Goodman's.
Little John Goodman.
I don't know why that voice is everywhere.
Here we go.
Why was that your first thought?
Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
I've
so
never
funny
seen that.
In that movie.
Oh yeah, he's the only reason to watch that movie.
when he shoots when the guy from Dumb and Dumber shoots the thing with the nail gun.
The nail gun. That's really cool too.
When a movie's called Arachnophobia, I assume that I don't want to watch it because I don't want to see spiders.
Tenebrous spiders.
Tenebrous.
Yeah.
And they are known as spiders who can help you create or manipulate dreams in some kind of way. And they were living within this tree. And the tree wanted them back because effectively it is their dreams that gave this tree life.
And Gentle shot an arrow straight through the dream catcher.
Like a boss.
Because I was hiding in a different tree.
Yeah.
And then immediately the tree started to turn back to a tree, not a sentient tree. And then Zipper cast Spare the Dying on it.
Yes.
And so that we could talk to it.
Mm-hmm. And it only had one dream left, and that dream was important because Pat told us later on Twitter.
Oh, it's so that's true. I tried to tell the fans.
Cool. We're also friends on Twitter, so what do
you know? You know the secret is safe from us.
I was counting on you not getting it.
Yeah, your tweet was basically like, look at these idiots not get this thing.
I don't get it. I'm a dummy.
Yeah, do you remember what it was?
Yes. The third child is asleep and dreams of
a new day or new tomorrow or something.
You know what I'm talking about.
And now Lucas has a lot of ideas, but Craig has no idea.
Yeah, I know. I had that problem because I was like replying to the tweet, and halfway through my reply, I like figured out what I thought it meant. I was like, oh shit, Gentle's not thinking about this at all. I was like, they're not going to come to this conclusion. Yeah,
they've moved on.
Yeah.
But that is the only dream that had been running through, I think, Mira's head. Mira is the actual name of the dreaming tree.
We released the spiders because we felt bad for the tree because it sounded like they had some type of symbiotic relationship. So we released the spiders, but then we also felt like, oh, we got to give, was it Mira? Alia. Had to get Alia something. So I snagged some eggs, and then I got hit with like a bat. Like one of the spiders bit me. I stole a sack
of eggs.
Yes. That's what it was. Yeah, a sack of eggs. And I tried to run off with it. One of the spiders like sunk its fangs into me, and then I had a really bad dream that I was the bass player playing Bare Naked Lady songs.
Yeah, a walking
Wait,
dream.
Were you like a solo bass player? Like you were the only person on stage and you were just playing bass?
Just playing the bass lines.
Just an acoustic bass set?
Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop.
Everybody now. Boop,
boop. It's been 1 week. Yeah.
I would watch this SNL skit.
Oh, no.
You did speak to the spider.
Yeah,
you
I stole
the
sack.
One,
yeah.
Yeah.
Basically got permission to keep the eggs.
Because it seemed excited about the idea that they would be living in different places.
Mm-hmm. Spreading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spreading, yeah.
Yeah, which is cool, right? Super chill nature stuff that's not going to have horrible, horrible repercussions later.
It's like bringing that one fish to the Great Lakes and then completely destroying the ecosystem.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Snakes in Florida. That's what's happening in Florida right now. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Weird plants. Oh, gosh, you guys.
Also, on a downer note, we found out that Mira did kill Momet.
Mm-hmm. In the search for the spiders.
And then we sent Mira and the spiders on their way.
Goodbye.
And I think we had the impression that Mira probably would never like come back towards the city. That was kind of, I think, one of the things we talked to him about, that he wouldn't come back. And I don't think he wanted to anyway.
Yeah. I think they just wanted to like live a peaceful life away from people.
Right.
And then we tried to set the carriage on fire and it took
5 days. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't
work.
We like lit a fire, but the carriage doesn't burn.
Yeah, we got nervous that we would get found out, so we started to destroy the evidence. Yeah. And it didn't work out.
And then we spent like forever trying to put the fire out because it was in the tree. We're good at things.
And Craig was upset because we basically stole babies and we're going to give this to like this drug lord?
Like under
something.
Under
lord?
You don't know. You assume.
We haven't seen her business card. But yeah. Like,
she definitely sells drugs.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Definitely does shady dealing.
Sold us drugs. Right?
Well, but it's obvious that she's shady because she had a fire elemental and now she's wanting dream spiders. You know, like it's not like just drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to pin her down in one market.
Yeah. Right. She's an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Someone in the chat suggested crime boss.
Crime boss.
That's
okay.
A good idea.
The accurate term, yes.
Crime boss, yeah. That's the PC term.
Boss of crime.
Is there anything else? I think we covered everything, and if not, we can get into it.
I think Craig learned how to read the word its.
Oh, its.
Incorrectly.
Yes.
But he does know the word its.
Because Serena forgot what an apostrophe does.
You were right in like every other word except for its. Like it indicates possession in almost every other instance except for the one that we were talking about.
Yeah, it's because the English language is really dumb.
Yeah, the English language is stupid. That's my other new channel.
We ready?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
On that note, because I agree.
Yeah.
We should tell somebody that this is out here.
A badger carriage, yeah.
Could we maybe, like, try to tie it down so it doesn't... Because it moved on its own. What if it just leaves on its own?
It probably will. There's a magic thing.
So should we try to tie it down or weight it down so it can't...
Oh,
go?
I see what you're saying.
Wait. It belongs to Alia, I think, because it was delivering something. What if we got inside and waited until it moved? Would it take us to her?
But we're going to smell like smoke then if we get inside.
That's true.
Also spiders.
We can't leave. We have work that we have to do.
Oh yeah, that's true.
We have jobs.
Honestly, I would just leave it. It's probably just going to magically move somewhere else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We tie it down so it can't do that.
Why?
So that we can tell somebody that it's here and they can come and get it. Somebody above us.
I think Zipper is satisfied with what's happening. And she's going to start walking back.
Okay.
Craggles try to tie the carriage down.
Gentle's going to head back up to the watchtower. To
yes.
So he has alone, rope. Craig takes his rope and ties it.
I'll stay and watch, Craig.
I'm going to try to make it as tight as possible.
Roll a sleight of hand.
17.
You tie a nice, solid knot around the axle of this carriage and around one of the trees that's next to you.
I'm going to use all my rope I got to try to just do as many spokes and to as many trees as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's tied up tight.
And then I nod and then I'll head back to the wall.
Okay.
Gentle went up to the watchtower to check in with Bill and Ted.
Yeah. And you see Bill and Ted, they're leaned over the wall looking down at you. So what happened?
We dealt with Mehmet Skiller. It was an unfortunate miscommunication in nature.
But that big tree thing?
It was the big tree thing.
Good riddance.
Yeah, I told it not to come back. I
hope it doesn't.
Thank you for keeping watch.
Roll deception.
20, but modified.
It would have been, it's a pretty easy roll. I just wanted to make sure that they, if you would have rolled beneath a 5, they would feel like you were hiding something. But they are like, great. Well, another hard day.
Gentle fist bump him.
Yeah, fist bump you back.
And then head back, I guess, to the barracks?
Yeah, you'd head back to the barracks. Is that where everybody goes?
Yeah.
You guys head back to the barracks. You're in the barracks. You have the sack of eggs. I wanted to give you the opportunity, as well as myself, the setup for what is your plan with the sack of eggs? What are you going to do with it? Yeah. What are your next steps as a group?
With that, though, before we deal with the eggs, how do we get in contact with our superiors if we do need to tell them something? Because the Craig would want to tell them about that there's a carriage out in the woods.
Well, you would tell the watchman, or you would be able to tell Keaton if he were to come around again, or you could go to HQ, which is a building not far from.
Well, when Craig kind of made his way back up last, kind of when everybody else had gone, he would have told Bill and Ted that there's a carriage out in the woods that needs to be, a magic carriage out in the woods that needs to be taken care of.
And they nodded at you and said, we're on it. Thank you.
Dope.
They said, Brad, dude, excellent.
That was really good, Craig. That was really good.
Thanks. I didn't have to lie.
And so now you are back at the barracks.
Yeah.
How close to the end of our shift is it?
Yeah, that was my question.
I'd say it's very, very late now. It took you a long time to deal with that carriage. So let's say you have an hour of the shift left.
So I want to make it look like we've been working really hard because we've been gone. I set up my trap, not traps, whatever, but decoys.
Uh-huh. So Michael Jordan on a train.
My Michael Jordan on a train. So I'm going to unset that up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to undo all of our pillows and I'm going to try to move that rock. I probably won't be able
Roll
to.
Roll strength.
Gentle would help you with this stuff.
Okay.
Craig would also help you take the rock out at least.
Squeege is laughing at the middle finger. He's like, oh, yeah.
I'm going to roll my string. That is 11, negative 2. That is a 9.
Okay. You're struggling with it greatly.
Can I say that I'm struggling it with it greatly, but then all of a sudden, Craig lifts it up kind of by me, and I think that I did it?
Of course, yes.
Perfect.
I was also picturing that.
Yeah.
okay. Our story is we, oh, no. They know that we went to the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd wear some in there.
Yeah.
I say we take the eggs to her and we say, we dramatic. If there's one thing I know about drug dealers, they love drama.
Ooh, I could do that.
Well, hold on. We should all practice and then decide who does it the best.
None of you have to be involved with this if you don't want to.
Oh, yeah. We're all on the line, so we got to be involved.
Even if
sure.
I don't want to be involved, she'll probably come to me in the dead of the night, over my bed and say, zipper. I need you. And I'll be like, no, I don't want to go. And she'll have a knife to my throat. Yeah.
I feel like she's probably busy. That seems like maybe.
She's got people, for sure.
Well, I don't want a stranger. I'd rather her. That's even worse.
What? You don't get to decide who kills you, though.
Here's the thing. She only gave these expensive lions-made things or whatever to me and Craig. It is fine. I will take the thing.
No, you guys got that spice trying to save me. This is all my fault. So whether or not you like it or
this
want
is not
it,
your fault.
Yes, it is. So we go to her the dead of the night.
We could just go as soon as our shift's over.
Okay.
We don't have to wait. I mean, morning's almost here. So we place it right in front of her and we say, we're out.
Knock, knock, bitch.
No, don't say that.
No, we don't say that.
No, Zipper, when did you even learn that?
Okay, so one time. Lydia found a book.
Just to be clear, we've had zero like Lydia Wuxi flashbacks, and I would like one.
There was one loaded up. Maybe it will happen.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, bitch. What she's going to try to do is say that, oh, we didn't get the spiders that she wanted. And we say, oh, no, these are even better because you can raise them from, you know, small little eggs and train them to do whatever you want and, you know, drop it in people's houses and steal their dreams. And then whatever bad stuff that she wants to do, she can do with these eggs. Yeah. But then we say, we're out.
Oh, no, you owe us a favor.
What?
And then we drop a feather.
I don't have feathers. As a,
you don't have feathers?
I don't have any feathers.
Not, like anywhere?
I don't keep them.
Speech.
What am I doing?
Bird. I am begging you. Please let me do the talking on this one.
Knock, knock, bitch. Oh, that's pretty good.
It's
pretty
good.
It felt really good. I like it.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we please not say knock, knock, bitch to a baron?
Oh, it sounded good when you said it too.
We can say it anytime we want, just maybe not to someone who is a baroness.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's just
yeah, no,
that's
we can
yeah.
be cool.
No, we can be cool. I'm super cool.
I'm chill right now.
I'm trying very hard for us to not get killed. This is all I want.
Yeah. We're not going to get killed. We over-delivered. There was like 5-10 spiders in that thing. We've got her 100. She should be thankful.
Right, so let's not call her a bitch.
Yeah, but it's intimidating. And really bad.
It's a really bad word.
I will happily like find dark alleys and shady people for you to intimidate. I will like play back up to this. Let's just not do it this one instance.
Yes.
Well, I do really enjoy hearing you say that word. I'm not going to lie. It is very delightful.
So you are all in agreement. Once your shift ends, you're going to Alia's house.
Craig is kind of sitting off, not participating in the conversation.
Will you go?
No. I mean, if they're going to go right now, then I'll tell you where I go somewhere else.
We see Craig in the glade in the park. We see him approaching the cave he normally sleeps in.
Craig is going to kind of tuck in and try to get into the cave as much as possible. This is pretty tight fit for him. And also, as you see his point of view down into the cave, you do see a decently sized brown bear cub leaning more towards an actual bear now. It's outgrowing this cave pretty fast as well. Craig kind of gets down and hunkers down and gets close to Tuff, the bear, and Tuff kind of runs up to him and gives him a couple kisses on the face.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? You doing all right, huh?
Did you cast Speak with Animals? Or are you just communicating through this bond you share?
I think I'll say for the first few things, just kind of the greetings, and then once I actually need to talk to him, I'll cast Speak with Animals.
Yeah, and Tuft is approaching you as happy as ever. I don't know, do bears wag their tails?
They have little nubs.
Yeah, that yeah. Tuft
oh,
is wagging.
Yeah, yeah. Wagging
just
his body.
Wagging his little grump.
Yeah.
Little so grump wag.
And he jumps on you and gives you a big hug. You guys rough house for a couple of seconds.
All right, buddy. I know. Enough fun. You're getting big. You're getting really big, aren't you?
When you say that, he lifts his arms up to fill the whole cave.
Yeah, I know.
All right, then I guess now I'll cast Speak with Animals.
All right, buddy. So I don't know how to say this. I'm thinking, like I said, you're outgrowing this cave. Do you feel kind of uncomfortable in here?
Very.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I would too.
I'm bored, Craig.
I know. I don't come see you enough. That's my fault.
Can't we just play all day?
I wish. Oh, I wish. No, but I got a job now, a really important job. I'm protecting you, and I'm protecting a lot of other people, this whole kingdom.
But Craig, I protect you.
I know you do, buddy, and you...
Let me come with you to this job.
No, I don't think that will work out very well. You see, bud, it's very dangerous. I don't want you getting hurt.
I won't get hurt. I'll keep you from getting hurt.
I know you would, but... Buddy, I think it's time for you to head out to the forest, to go back and be out there. You'll have free rein, you know, live your life out there.
Alone? I've never been alone.
I know. Before your mom, it was just, you're gonna do great. You're gonna do big things. You know, you can go out there and you'll meet someone else. You won't be alone for long. You'll find another bear and you'll be happy and you'll make more little bears and you'll do better out there than in here. This isn't a place for you. I thought it was a safe place, but I'm realizing now that it might be more dangerous in here than it is out there.
How will I protect you out there? Who will watch your back?
I've made some good friends, and I think they'll watch my back.
You see Toph's head kind of go down and his eyes drop to the floor.
Oh, little buddy. No, it's... I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I'm trying to do what's best for you.
Best for me is to be with you.
I know, that's what you think now. Trust me, bud. If I had it my way, we would be together forever. But, you know, I had to leave my home when I was very young. Look at how strong I am now. Look at how big my muscles are, you know?
Roll persuasion.
7.
You are big. You are strong.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need me.
No, it's not that I don't... It's not that I don't need you, buddy. I just don't want you to get hurt in here. And sooner or later, somebody's gonna find you. I'm afraid what they'll do to you. You know, looking back, maybe coming here wasn't the best idea.
I understand.
I love you.
I love you too.
He reaches in for a hug.
I give him a big bear hug.
But hold on. And it's not too long, but it's a long time.
All right. So what I think we'll do is I'll try to sneak you out. It's still nighttime. I think nobody's on the streets. We'll get to the wall and I'll let you out.
You see Tuft run his hand, his paw, down the side of the cave.
Okay.
And he begins to walk out.
And I'll follow him out.
Roll perception.
11.
As you walk out of the cave, you hear the snap of a twig.
Can I see where it came from?
You look around and you see that it's by a small stream that's just maybe 20, 30 feet away from the cave.
All right, buddy, just go back into the cave real quick.
Tuft turns around and returns to the cave.
And I'm going to see if I can, like, move around and try to stay hidden and see if I can see what made that noise.
Roll stealth.
24.
Beats a 5. As you sneak around, you're, like, taking the long way to this point is what I'm assuming,
yeah.
Right? You see a person, somebody in leather armor, hidden in the bushes, looking in the direction of the cave. And you see them looking around as if they're trying to find you. They're not quite sure where you went.
How close have I gotten? How far away are they?
Well, I mean, you definitely won this stealth check. So let's say you're about 15 feet away, but instead of being directly in front of them, you're to the...
Off to the side.
Side. Yeah, so the east side.
Okay, I'm going to run at them as fast as I can and try to get them by surprise and try to, like, tackle them down to the ground and pin them.
Roll strength.
21.
You start running, and as you do, your heavy frame starts cutting through the shrubbery that is in the area. This cues off this person who head perks up. They look over and they see you. They get up and start sprinting the opposite direction, but they're not quick enough to react. You jump through the air and you grab them and tackle them down to the ground.
Ow!
And I have them pinned down as tightly as I can.
Hey.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
What? Nothing. I'm doing nothing.
Who are you and what are you doing here?
I'm just minding my own business.
In watching me.
Huh?
You were watching me.
Huh?
I saw you watching
me. Maybe you're watching me.
No, I was, but only because you were watching me.
I think you might have been watching me first. Just let me out of here.
No, that doesn't... You were hiding.
Roll intimidation.
3.
I wasn't hiding. I was minding my own business.
What were you doing?
Let me up.
I'm not going to let you up. What are you doing here? Minding your own business. What were you doing?
Nothing. I told you nothing.
Can I make an insight check?
Yes.
18.
That will work. He's clearly lying to you.
I'm assuming I have him, like, kind of pinned down by my arm. I'm going to, like, put a little bit more pressure onto his neck. Not, like, choking him, but just kind of, like, letting him know that I could.
Roll another intimidation.
16.
Oh, yeah. So now he's like, my name's Omeg. Omeg.
Omeg, you see.
I'm going to write that down in my ace's brain.
Let me check my database.
Omeg, what are you doing here, Omeg?
I'll never tell you.
Oh, I think you will, buddy.
I'll never tell you who I work for.
Oh, so you work for somebody. You're saying a lot of things, Omeg.
No, I haven't said anything.
You know, I could crush you right now.
Well, it's better than the alternative. If they knew I talked, it would be most certain death.
Do you want to die now, or maybe die a little bit later?
Rather die now. At least it would be fast.
And Craig is going to push all of his weight onto his neck.
I have a family to feed.
And just try to crush it.
All right, roll strength.
Craig.
15.
I saw that.
Yeah, I know. I think I rolled like the highest for this poor Omeg guy, about a 5. I think it's the highest roll I've had. Yeah, you just feel the weight go in and you hear a and he's like, as he's laying there, like he's struggling to breathe, slowly suffocating.
I'm going to kind of start dragging him off into a bush. And try to, like, kind of just hide the body.
Oh, my God. All right. I need you to roll for how well this is hidden.
What kind of roll?
I'm not sure.
Nature?
It's just tough following behind him. Hey, what's going on, Craig? What are you doing?
He's only doing this because he feels like he's defending his little buddy.
No, I mean.
7.
Survival would work, too.
Okay, then I will do that. I think that's better.
Okay. Good point brought up by the chat.
11.
As far as you know, no one's ever going to find this body.
And has he stopped?
Yeah, I mean, it just has slowed down. It's a pretty miserable way to go. Now, instead of it being, it's just every once in a while you hear
and the sound of leaves hitting his mouth.
Yeah, like a little bit of a hand hitting a branch. He's going.
Craig is frantic at this point. And he's just going to kind of look around and he's going to run back to the cave and just call Tuft out. Come here. All right. Coast is cleared.
Tuft just comes out.
All right.
All right. Don't look over there.
What?
Don't.
Instantly looks.
Who's that I smell? I smell someone.
No, it's nobody. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
he left. He left. He's gone. He's gone. I'm gonna kind of have him by his like the scruff of his neck, just kind of holding him back.
Okay, roll animal handling.
I'm not keeping your secrets anymore.
I'm not rolling very well either. 7.
19. Yeah, so Tuft breaks out of your grip and makes it over to the pile and goes, stops suddenly in his tracks.
Craig, did you do this?
I did it because I thought he was going to try to hurt you.
You're right. I should go.
Yeah.
And he begins making his way out of the park.
Okay, and I'll kind of follow him. Once we leave the park, just try to keep an eye to make sure nobody else is kind of watching, finding good ways to sneak through, get to a gate in the wall.
Okay.
Unless Craig would know of any other... I doubt there's like another like... Yeah, okay. Yeah, so he's just going to go to a gate.
Yeah. So you find a gate. Let's roll another stealth. This will be a pretty
I'm going to cast Pass Without a Trace on all of us, on me and him.
Okay, cool.
So that's a natural 20, but plus 5, plus 10. So...
Oh, yeah.
35.
Jeez.
Yeah, nobody sees you. Even you
except
got
your conscience.
Oh, no. You get to the gate, and again, the guards standing at the gate don't see you approaching.
Are they, like, just, like, on either side of the gate, there's no real way to go through besides directly past them?
Yes.
Okay, because we're so hidden, I'm going to, like, take some sort of rock that I can pick up, like a fairly large one, and try to throw it, like, away, see if one of them goes and the other looks after it. Try to like distract them.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid move.
Yeah. If only had a box.
Just a box. Okay, let's roll deception.
Natural 1.
Exclamation point.
You pick up the rock and you go to throw it to distract these town's guard or these kingdom guards. And instead of throwing it off to the side, You throw it and hit one of them directly in the head.
Oh. Halt! Who goes there?
Oh, I wanted to let you know we were coming.
What? He looks you up and down. He goes, oh, you're a guard.
Yes, and I found, and I'm going to have Tuft by the scruff. Uh-huh. And I'm going to kind
Tough
of,
scruff.
I found this bear wandering around. I'm putting him back out in the forest.
How did he get in?
I have no idea, sneaky little guy.
Stealthy bear.
Roll deception.
Oh, God. 11.
That's enough. I rolled a 10.
You know, I had a black bear sneak up on me once.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They're scary.
It's very scary. Before I knew it, paw to the side of the face.
Yeah, good thing this one's still young. Getting out there, you know.
Oof. Well, yeah, okay.
All right, I'll be right back. I'm just going to let him go, make sure he's off in the way, far away from here, you know, not coming back.
And he's like, we'll keep an eye on you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And the gate raises up.
I'm going to leave Tuff out, kind of holding him until we're a little ways out, and then try to kind of hide again, like, so we have a moment by ourselves kind of in the woods.
Okay. Roll another stealth. You still have pass without
you. Yeah. 29.
All right. Damn. Yeah, and you get into the woods that are just outside of the walls.
All right, little buddy. I think it's time.
I'll come back. Check in on you.
How about I do the checking in? I can find you if you leave little markings, or I can ask the other creatures around if they've seen you.
What should our mark be? You can leave the same for me.
Okay, we'll just pee on something.
Standard. Yep.
I was thinking about a flag or a branch.
Or like scratching a tree.
I was thinking like three claw marks on a tree.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Yeah, let's do
but
that.
But then pee on it.
And then we'll pee on it.
Yeah.
Get all the senses.
Right. So if I go blind, I can still feel it.
You can feel it, smell it.
Right. Or if
don't
I
taste
lose
it.
My hands, don't. I can smell it.
Don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's good.
I'll miss you, Craig.
I'm going to miss you too, little buddy. And I just want to let you know that I don't know if I'm liking what this city's changed me into. Maybe out there is better for me than in here. Maybe someday I'll come find you.
I'd really like that.
Be safe, buddy.
Same to you.
And remember everything your mom said, all right?
Oh boy, that's a lot.
I know, but the good parts.
Oh, okay.
All right. And I'm gonna kind of ruffle his head, give him a big kiss on the forehead.
Yeah, he leans in as you do this. And then he begins to walk away. You see him sniffing around, trying to get his bearings.
I'm just gonna watch him until he's out of sight.
A few moments go by. Faster than you could even comprehend, he seems to be gone.
I'll turn back and back into the town.
As you walk back in, the guards say, you got rid of that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You really broke it up about it. Just a sneaky, dangerous bear. We'll probably end up killing him next week.
Craig is going to grab that guy by the by the shirt.
Kill him. And just smash his windpipe.
And then he's going to kind of catch himself and set him back down. I'm sorry, it's just been a really long night.
Maybe you should get yourself a drink.
I think I will.
We are now going to cut back to the three other party members, Squeege, Gentle, and Zipper, as they make their way to Alia's house.
Super early in the morning now, right?
Yeah, it's like sunrise.
Cool.
One thing I need to know is who is holding the sack of eggs?
Gentle is.
Oh, yeah, it's in like a cloth.
Yeah, they wrapped it
wrapped in, cloth.
In a cloth that they will burn later because it's now got spider eggs on it.
So you are walking down the street. You are on your way to the Ironborn District. If you remember, this is that very wealthy part of the kingdom. And the address you're heading to is 1433 Shimmerlane Way, a large, audacious mansion that belongs to Alia. But for now, you are walking there. You are on your way.
Since probably this walk started in kind of like a solemn silence, because of how things went. After a little bit, Gentle, like, thinks about how they were pretty grateful that Squeege, like, made the effort to grab the spider eggs and, like, got bit and stuff. So Gentle, like, shortly into the walk, starts trying to teach him a really cool handshake.
Oh, okay. So how do you do that with your claw? I don't have a claw, so...
You just retract them.
I can't do that. No, oh. I can't do that. You keep doing that. And I can't do that. I can't do that with my finger, my nails.
Well, like, extend your finger out like it's a claw.
Okay, like this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But it's not as cool. Yours are like daggers. Mine are like little noodles.
You like noodles a lot.
They come up a lot. They come up a lot when I talk about my body.
Make a little, like, sound with it. Like you know, lick my claws me. Yeah. So it seems like it's cool.
I'm going to get beat up. Gentle, you're going to get me beat up in a bar one day.
Okay, we'll skip that step. Okay. We'll do a different step. So you start with the fist bump.
Fist bump. Got it.
The fist bump goes, like, slightly past the other fist, so you can grab him by the forearm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like this.
Yeah, and then you twist so your elbows bump.
Okay.
While you're still holding their forearm.
And then you twist the elbows, and they bump. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
How many people know this one?
Whoever I've done it with.
Everyone?
Probably not that many. Oh. Usually go for the claw one first, so.
I mean, that one's really impressive, though.
Yeah, we can, we'll add this step.
Spin. Why don't you spin? Are you spin?
No. Oh, yeah, no, spin. We're not spinning. No, we're not going to spin.
Yeah, we'll spin.
No one cool is ever.
Gentle's still holding onto his forearm and totally, like,
okay,
spins
now
him.
I'm spinning. Okay, here I go. now you're dipping me. Okay, yep. Now I'm being
Yeah,
dipped.
Just full on. It's ballroom dance now.
I mean, I've never done this before, but I feel like I got the moves.
And yeah, you're doing pretty good.
I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah. Gentle is still holding him in, like, the ballroom dance dip, and then, like, brings him back up and pats him on the head. See? Ooh.
Okay, same time next week. Okay.
Oh, delightful. How close are we to Alia's place?
Pretty close. I was going to let you get there at the speed of plot. So as soon as you're ready to arrive, we'll be there. There's no sort of problem getting there by any means.
Squeech just wants to mention, while we're walking... I'm going to talk about Alia's crime boss, like how to talk to crime bosses.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be intense because if they're going to find aggression, like, really bad, so they're going to go after you.
No, they'll feel like they're the beta and I'm the alpha.
You're
and then
not,
I'll get to sit on them, like, warm like, them up.
Like an egg.
Like, yes.
No.
Yes.
Zippa, that's not what's going to happen. I'm gonna crack your head open.
What?
Like an egg.
No.
Like an egg.
I like my head.
Yeah, I like your head too. You know what?
Okay.
Just be, okay.
You tell me what to do and I'll do it.
You guys don't have a lot of practice in this.
No.
But you gotta be real wormy, okay?
Gotta be real wormy.
Don't, like, do I sound like that?
Vermy. Vermy? What?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Little vermy.
Say it again?
Wait, this is pretty devastating. Do I really sound like that, Zippa?
Wait, do I really sound like that, Zippa?
No, I don't sound like that, right?
I don't sound like that, right?
Zippa, please.
Zippa, please.
You're doing something weird with your voice, right?
No, that's
That was pretty good. That was very accurate.
Oh dear God, how do I? I've been walking around talking like I'm a toddler or something. No wonder no one takes me seriously. What's going on here?
While this exchange is going down and they seem like fully distracted talking to each other, Gentle is going to try to sleight of hand one or two eggs out of the egg sack into, like, one of their pouches.
Okay, so you don't want them to see.
Right.
I would say that they're distracted. If you, both of you could roll perception at disadvantage, and then you can, if you would roll sleight of hand.
17.
11.
6.
All right. You are able to do this. So
cool.
You grab two of those eggs and you move them into your pouch. I need you to roll for me a constitution saving throw.
9.
You have them wrapped in a cloth as you move them into your pouch where you keep a lot of the things that you have stolen. You suddenly start thinking about webs, the importance of webs. Like, webs have been an important part of your life. Now we're thinking about it and you've been dreaming of webs. Webs, they protect you, your family, and that very important sack of eggs you have. In fact, in your mind, you suddenly remember you are the hidden huntress mother of unending eyes and hunger.
That's a great title.
Thanks, chat.
am an unhinging huntress.
Wait, did someone really name that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We were riffing. It was fun.
That's awesome.
That's a really cool name.
You suddenly are motivated to protect these eggs at all costs.
All of them are just the two that I moved?
I would think it's all of them. It's any egg that is in your proximity. You are now their protector. You now must see them hatch and come to life.
So when we get in there, guys, you're just gonna like be very grovelly.
Grovelly.
Yeah, you just gotta be like
groveling.
You just gotta be like, you gotta call her boss.
No,
is what
I'm
you gotta
gonna call
do.
Her boss. I'm gonna call her egg.
What? Don't call her.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at her and be like, get over here, egg.
I don't think. Okay.
Egg.
I'm not gonna know what you're referencing though. It's not gonna make any sense. Also, eggs don't walk.
Gentle, as this conversation is happening, you walk by a storefront and you see your reflection in the window. And in that, you see your own face, but it's transformed. You become part spider? When did you have this many eyes?
So Gentle, like, glances and then does a double take and then stops and just stares at themselves.
What do we see?
Yeah, what do we see?
They look just like Gentle.
Squeege is gonna realize that, like, Gentle isn't with them, and he's going to turn around and sees Gentle just staring at a storefront. Squeege is just going to walk back.
What are we looking at?
How many eyes do I have?
You have two golden.
No, Zippa, it's a riddle.
It's
a riddle.
Oh.
You just got to know what a riddle is, okay? How many eyes do
time?
I have? Yeah, is it a potato?
Ooh. No, it was a direct question. How many? Several?
You have
more than usual?
Two golden kitty eyes.
Two eyes, unless, you know, we're talking about
time.
Like March. Like the Ides of March. That's
ooh,
one day. That's one. If we're talking about potatoes, it could be several spuds.
So nothing looks different?
No, you look exactly the same to me.
Am I high? Did I take anything? Do you remember?
What do you feel
Oh,
like?
Man, we're getting high before this?
No,
this is
no,
awesome.
No, no, no.
Yes, I am down.
But what about graveling?
Oh, it makes graveling way easier.
Squeege, how did you feel when the spider bit you?
Oh, it was horrible. It was like the worst feeling in the entire world. It's kind of like the only thing I heard was, I don't know, I heard a guy explain it once. It's called Light FM. It's...
Yeah.
It was.
Sounds pretty bad.
It was pretty bad, is what it was.
Did you think you were a spider?
No, I definitely didn't think I was a spider.
Do you think you're a spider?
Wait, do you think you're a spider?
You're not a spider, you're a tabaxi.
Yeah, let's hear all the facts, though. Are you a spider?
I was like, the tabaxi facts?
Squeege starts thinking maybe he doesn't know what spiders are.
So reflection looks off. It's fine.
Off like spider? Wait, hold on. What makes you think that you're a spider,
yeah,
though?
Describe a spider to me from what you're seeing in the reflection.
Too many eyes. They have lots and lots of them.
Okay.
Different kind of fuzz.
I'm gonna get a little sheet of paper out, and you just you describe it. I'm just gonna draw. I'll draw what you're telling me.
Quick question: do I straight up look like a spider, or just like
no?
Aspects?
You look like parts of you have become a spider. So feel free to play with what aspects they are.
Awesome.
But you're still you, but you're maybe slowly transforming, or at least. Maybe your entire life has been a spider. You're doubting, like, your whole history at this point. Do you know that those eggs, those are the most important thing to you?
I feel like this is the wrong number of legs. I'm not sure if I want more or less of them.
How many do you have?
It looks like five at the moment.
You have five legs?
Yes, there's one extra one. But have I always had five legs?
No.
I don't know.
No. Okay, that's...
I did always care about these eggs, though, right?
No.
They're important?
No,
they're new eggs. They're new, so you haven't always cared about them because we just got them.
That doesn't feel right to me.
So you have five legs. How many arms do you have?
Oh, I counted them in with the...
I was always curious if spiders did that.
Yeah, right.
And now we have the facts.
Yes, just some of my legs feel like hand legs and some of them feel like foot legs.
Yeah.
I'm putting an arm there because that would be very bad.
Oh, yes. That's a... But like a cool pattern on my forehead?
A cool
different
pattern?
One?
Pattern?
Yeah,
oh, man. Like... Even in spider form, you're cool.
Yeah, my spider-sona.
Is it like this?
Yes. Mort eyes.
Just a crude drawing.
That looks pretty spot on, though.
So to be clear, that is not what you are seeing?
No. Oh, yeah, definitely not. No.
Then none of that sounds correct?
No, I think you're, I think that something is happening to your brain.
Mm. Or maybe you're just, like, exhausted.
Yeah, like, you're really tired. We haven't slept yet.
Sometimes I get really exhausted, and, like, I mean, I don't think I'm a spider or nothing like
what
that.
What do you think you are?
What?
It feels like there was something to that.
No, I mean, I don't feel like anything.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a great white shark swimming in the ocean. Back and forth, and I can't go backwards, so I just start swimming. Ooh. My head is like a shark fin.
Oh, okay. His best work. Deep Blue Sea, Samuel L. Jackson's best death cameo ever.
Wait, when you're sleepy, you feel like a creature that can't sleep?
Oh, when I'm exhausted, yeah. I feel, you know, like...
Because they don't sleep. They have to keep moving.
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Man, maybe that's symbolic of my life.
Whoa.
Guys, we should sit down and talk. Why don't we talk
we
more?
We gotta get
Is it because I'm a shark and you're a spider?
Yes, I suppose. We don't spend that much time together.
Hey, guys, we gotta go meet this crime boss,
that's
though,
what
for
I
real.
Saying,
I mean, I love Spider Hour. It's great.
Spider Hour.
But, like, hey, Gentle, are you gonna be okay?
Probably. I just felt like my spider senses were tingling and I wanted to check in.
I really like that joke.
Thank you. I was sitting on it. Yeah.
But, like, everything's going to be cool, right? Everything I talked about, you know, groveling, being a beta, agreeing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're inside her pocket right now, so let's just get comfortable. That's how I put it, right?
Yeah, leave it to
like
me.
Like eggs.
No, yeah. Zipper, no,
please. No, I heard you. I'm going to grovel.
Gentle's going to keep walking then.
Okay, here we go. Is Gentle walking weird?
Are they? Five legs.
Yes. They are.
Yeah, they're a little disoriented, right?
Yeah.
So you make it to 1433 Shimmer Lane Way. You see the large wooden doors that are the front of this audacious house. Do you knock?
Squeege will go up and knock.
Squeege walks up to the doors and gives it a hard knock.
Now we wait, and then when they come up, we say, we need to see the boss.
Give me the boss.
No, not give me the boss. You just say it like it's urgent. Like
it's urgent.
But I'll say it.
Yeah.
You say it with your face.
Okay. About it.
The door starts to slowly creak open, and you see standing in the doorframe a human guard dressed in armor. Thing about him looks familiar. Can't place it. He seems to be looking past you. He says, where are they? Where's the carriage?
It's all around you.
Yeah, but we talked about it. We took care of the carriage, so you don't need anything. But we need to see the boss right now. We got something even better.
Even better? I was supposed to help bring in the delivery.
Oh, we got the delivery all right.
Where is it?
Don't worry about it. You'll tell Lady Alia.
It's better than you can imagine.
I don't know about this. Something doesn't seem right.
You don't seem right.
I don't know, man. Do you want to make that call right now? I want to roll persuasion.
Yeah, roll it.
16.
Guess it's not mine to make. And he steps to the side and lets you in to Alia's mansion.
See what I mean, guys? Everyone is a worm. You just got to know how to talk worm.
Oh, they don't have any legs, though.
That's correct. Yeah. They don't. They don't have any. If you guys ever think about that, like, a shark's kind of a worm, too? Are whales worms?
No, they have
fins.
They
have fins. The flappy flips.
Yeah, but those aren't arms. Flips.
It's like water arms. It's,
yeah.
The guard
it's
hears
a snake
this
a worm.
Conversation. Says, I don't know, bro. Are you guys high?
A snake is kind of a worm.
Yeah.
But if you cut the worm in half,
it's
it becomes
worm.
Two worms. If you cut the snake in half, it becomes dead.
A dead snake.
Oh, boy. My mind is blown.
Right?
so sarcastic. Everything about this conversation.
Come this way. And he points to a general seating area just past the foyer.
Foyer?
No, I love foyer.
Foyer.
There you see about 15 guards standing around in various states of being prepared to fight. Some of them have on all of their armor. Others have clearly taken some off and are just relaxing within this space.
when you look at Zipper, she's just like, you know, when birds are trying to, like alpha birds. So she's like puffier. She's like, you can tell her feathers are really, really, really puffy right now.
Like trying to make yourself bigger?
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to make myself really large right now.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Roll for me.
Oh.
Roll intimidation.
Okay. Because I don't know if it's cute or just scary or
10.
You see some of these guards look over at you, kind of laugh to themselves, and get back to whatever they're doing. A few more minutes pass, and you hear the click of Alia's feet. You can hear her shoes hit the ground, and everybody starts to straighten up a bit as they hear her approaching. She enters. She looks at you and says, "Where are my little friends?"
Oh, do we have a surprise for you?
I don't like surprises.
Oh, you're gonna love it. It's like your birthday. It's like Christmas. It's like Hanukkah, okay? It's like Groundhog's Day, if you observe.
Thought that joke would hit a lot. Yeah.
Have you observed Groundhog's Day?
Yeah.
I do.
Thanks. Oh, okay, cool.
So, quick question. How much of my brain still works like my brain? Like, do I still have, besides thinking spidery thoughts, do I still have my memories and like my kind of...
You do, but interwoven within them are this fake memory, if you will, about the importance of spiders in your life.
Okay.
Specifically, the eggs.
Can I try and like focus in? You know when you're fuzzy and you're like, okay, I gotta focus now.
Yeah, for sure. And the fact that you asked them what was going on. So, Gentle, how about we have them roll... another constitution.
Okay, cool.
It's like when you're drunk and you go to buy more beer and you gotta like sober up a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, but you also got a secret that no one knows.
Modified 20.
You are able to understand the situation at hand and how important it is. But keep in mind.
Like my feelings are spider eggs are important, but I can also be like, hey, you just touched a thing a minute ago.
Right.
Like, you know, when you're like, hey, everything's scary and the walls are moving, but didn't you eat a mushroom earlier?
Right, exactly.
My heart feels like the spider eggs are important, but my brain is like, hey, don't fuck this up.
It's like being on LSD.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Guess I'm alone on that one.
You see, Alia, she's looking a little confused.
So Gentle has a moment where they think to themselves, they're like, okay, she wants these eggs. I want these eggs. She'll let the eggs live. Okay, these eggs will be okay. I have two eggs. They'll be okay. It's good to have eggs in other places because then they can be born and hatched and continue to travel other places. I'll just break her fingers if they're not okay.
And Squeege is kind of like turning around, like looking at Gentle, like, that's the cue to, like, hand over the eggs.
Yeah, Gentle's just, like, kind of scowling at Alia a little while this, like, internal monologue is going on.
And Alia now has crossed her arms, and she's looking you up and down.
Gentle.
Yeah.
The eggs.
Is this a waste of my time?
No.
Gentle eventually, like, takes the fabric that has the egg sac and, like, holds it out and opens it to indicate the egg sac is there.
Hmm.
You wanted... like, what, 9 before 12? Now you have so many more. Who's the best?
Wow.
We also got these from permission from the spiders and the 3, so they will not be coming to attack you again.
Yep.
Roll persuasion.
These are cage-free eggs.
Yeah. 8.
This is not what I asked for. Although hatchlings do have their value, great cost goes into raising them. This is... not going to do. Now, I will take those. She snaps and a guard walks up and reaches to grab the sack out of your hand.
Gentle lets them, but also makes a quiet, like, noise.
But I'll tell you this. Your debt is not repaid.
We got you more.
You've got me unborn hatchlings.
If you want, I could sit on them for you.
Yep, that was the problem. Everything solved.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.